Welcome to Uplifting Moments with Pastor John Edmiston, where we uplift your soul and mind and spirit by teaching of God's Word.
Welcome to Uplifting Moments. This is John Edmiston, and we are talking about the life, emotions, intelligence, and spiritual wisdom of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior today. It's a very interesting session. But before we do that, let's pray. Father in heaven, open up your Bible. Open up the life of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to us, so we may understand spiritual truth and glorify your wonderful name. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, today we're looking at the soul and spirit of Jesus. We find that Jesus perceived life spiritually. He did not see as we see with our eyes and ears. He saw into the hearts and minds of people in ways that we often don't understand as we look at the worldly world in worldly ways. We have to renew our stinking thinking by perceiving things not as we feel them, not as our customs or culture dictates or our eyes and ears dictate, but as God wants us to see things. I used to work under a missionary called Dr. Kath Donovan, who was a brilliant doctor who worked in a hospital out in the jungles of Papua New Guinea. And being a missionary can be very, very discouraging because we lived out there and all we had to eat was sago. Sago for breakfast, sago for lunch, and sago for dinner, sometimes mixed with coconut, and we thought that was a special day. And so we had this very rugged life. And she would tell us that we needed a dose of perspective restorer. When we got down in the dumps, when we got discouraged, she would say, John, you need a dose of perspective restorer. You need to see life through the eyes of God. And when I did that, I could see that I was on a glorious mission from God. I could see things spiritually instead of carnally. And when we look at our trials and tribulations of life through the eyes of God, when we look at things with our spirit instead of our own senses, we see life differently. And we will find out that Jesus perceived life spiritually. And we'll learn some secrets to living a happy and joyful life. Okay. And sometimes Jesus' spirit took him to some pretty dark places as well. And so we're talking about the spirit and soul of Jesus. Here we find Jesus talking about his soul. Then he said to them, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful even to death. Stay here and watch with me. That's in the Garden of Gethsemane. So Jesus acknowledges that he has a soul, and his human soul, which is connected to his humanity, his soul, which is connected to humanity, was sorrowful to the point of death as he was approaching the cross. So Jesus had a soul, and he had human emotions. Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit, Matthew 27:50. So Jesus had a spirit that he could yield up to God. Mark, but immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they reasoned thus within themselves, he said to them, why do you reason about these things in your hearts? And he's talking about the man with the withered hand. So Jesus had a spirit, and his spirit gave him perception of people's hearts, minds, and wicked reasonings within their hearts. In Mark, a little later on, chapter 8, but he sighed deeply in his spirit and said, why does this generation seek a sign? Assuredly, I say to you, no sign shall be given to this generation. Here he's sighing deeply in his spirit, the spirit of a prophet, the spirit of the Son of God, and the spirit of the Son of Man. And he looks at his generation and his age and says, why do they seek a sign? He is frustrated in his depths of his spirit. So Jesus has a spirit, and that spirit is frustrated with the obtuseness of his generation. And in that hour, and again in Luke, in that hour, Jesus rejoiced in the spirit and said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent and revealed them to babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in your sight. So Jesus rejoiced in his spirit when he saw what the 72 and the 12 did on their mission trip. He rejoiced at results for God. He rejoiced at successful ministry, just as heaven rejoices when a sinner repents. He rejoiced in his spirit. Next, in John chapter 11, therefore, when Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who came with her weeping, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled. This is at the grave of Lazarus with Martha and Mary. He groaned at the weeping and the hopelessness of the situation. He groaned at what was going on. And these people knew nothing about death. They knew nothing about eternal life. He was God. He knew what was there in the heavenly realms. He knew Lazarus was coming back. He knew all of this, but he saw people caught up in all the ups and downs and suffering of life. Lazarus, their brother, seemed to be the provider in the family. This was a disaster. This was a catastrophe. And his spirit was one of compassion, one of empathy, and one of identification. And he groaned in his spirit and was troubled because he realized what humanity was going through. And John chapter 12. Now my soul is troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this purpose I came to this hour. Again in the Garden of Gethsemane, or in these last, actually in the upper room here, my soul is troubled. He has a soul, it is troubled, he is facing the cross, but he goes into it bravely. For this purpose I came to this hour. And later on in John chapter 30, still in the upper room, when Jesus had said these things, he was troubled in spirit and testified and said, most assuredly I say to you, one of you will betray me. He has a spirit, he is troubled in spirit, in his inner man, in the light within him, at the dastardly betrayal of Judas. And in John 19, when he had received the drink, Jesus said, it is finished. With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. So we find that Jesus again has a spirit that can be given up to God. He is in possession of his spirit because he is God, and he gives up his spirit and passes away on the cross for us and for our redemption. So what are all those scriptures about? They're saying that Jesus is fully God, fully man, has a soul, has a spirit, can rejoice, be unhappy, be sad, be troubled, can go through a full range of emotional expression, and that his spirit helps him to see into the hearts and minds of situations, people, prophecy, who's wicked, who's not, all the sufferings of mankind. Jesus beheld them in his soul and in his spirit. He experienced life. He experienced life as we did at the soul level. He also experienced life at another level, the level of the spirit, a much deeper level than most of us know. Now, what does that say to you and to I? We also have a soul, and our soul can be troubled. It can be grieved. It can go through all the ups and downs of life. It can suffer as normal people suffer. But if you are born again, your spirit is alive and quickened unto God, and you can see things spiritually. You can have a new perspective on life that is given to you by God. And correct spiritual perception will make your life a lot better, a lot more joyful. And the correct spiritual perception is what Jesus had. Let's look at a passage from Isaiah chapter 11, 1 to 5. There shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. His delight is in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge by the sight of his eyes, nor decide by the hearing of his ears, but with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall slay the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt of his loins, and faithfulness the belt of his waist. Notice something here. His delight is in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by the sight of his eyes, nor decide by the hearing of his ears. Jesus has another means of perception, spiritual perception, given to him by God. Now, God can give you spiritual perception as well. You go and ask God for wisdom, and he will grant it to you without rebuking you. That's James chapter 1, verses 5 to 8. God can help you to see life correctly so that you can help the poor and the needy. You can be a person who administers justice. You can have a spiritual intelligence in the midst of all the stressful situations of life. If you're an executive and you've got 50 staff under you and you've got constant squabbles and projects and delays, God will give you spiritual perception of those people. He will help you to understand the tangles of your life. He will give you wisdom and understanding in answer to prayer. Now, here at Cyber Missions, which is the non-profit I lead, we had a computer problem yesterday. The engineer who works for me was trying to fix something in one of our databases. He could not fix it. The tables of the database would not be amenable to whatever he tried. And he went out on the internet and he went out on the help things and no one could help him. And so we, of course, got together and prayed. And I claimed wisdom from God. I pray that God would download wisdom into him. He would be able to see the answer to the problem. And then 5 minutes later, 10 minutes later, with great astonishment, Bob says, "I've got it, I've got it, I've answered it, I've fixed the problem." And we both looked at each other and said, "Praise the Lord, because God answers prayer." Now, what happened there? God helped Bob, my engineer, to see the problem, to see the answer to the problem. There was a little bit of spiritual perception of an ordinary thing, just a database table, and he was able to fix the problem that needed to be fixed so we could run our educational software, which we run our courses on. And so God will give you spiritual eyes and spiritual ears, not just for seeing demons and prophecy, but for the very ordinary situations of your life. He will give you wisdom and understanding of people, of justice, of how to help people, of how to solve situations. God gives real people real solutions in real time. Let me repeat that. God gives real people real solutions in real time. So you have 5 children, and each of those children is different. Each of those children needs to be disciplined differently, treated differently, encouraged in different ways, do different sports and different academic things. God will give you special wisdom for each child. He will open your spiritual eyes and ears. He will give you that ability and to have insight into the hearts of your family so you can minister to your family. So go and ask God so that you can perceive life correctly. So you will have perspective restorer. You will see life truly just as Jesus did. You will react in your spirit as Jesus reacted in your spirit, but your reactions will be righteous reactions instead of reactive reactions. You'll react out of spiritual insight and not out of the things and pressures and anxieties of this world. And you will express those emotions just as Jesus expressed his emotions, with dignity, poise, and power. You will not be swept away because you're seeing life correctly at last. So I want you to pray to God that you will have a dose of spiritual perspective restorer, that your soul will be set in balance, your spirit will see life correctly, that you will be filled with the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. You will not be blown hither and yon by all the stress that comes around you. And Jesus, as we know, went through lots of stress. Instead, your reaction to stress will be one of wisdom, one of calm. And you'll be able to pray to God and get the answers for your life, just as Bob and I prayed the other day. And God will give you miraculous answers. And God wants to renew you in your mind, your soul, and your spirit through the power of Jesus Christ. And this is John Edmiston signing off with Uplifting Moments. God bless you all.
Thank you for listening to Uplifting Moments with Pastor John Edmiston. Please visit his website, eternityradio.org, where you can send in your prayer requests and support this worldwide Bible teaching radio ministry. Remember, eternityradio.org.